Alright, actually, so we're bringing into episode 5. Okay, actually, so last time, actually, we were talking about it. What we're looking at is it's pretty much how you help your adversary. You know, you never know exactly when you're going to be put in that position. Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch, when it comes down to it, we're all about helping people. Actually, at the same time, not too. A lot of these people who were pretty much still asleep, you know, not awake, you know, actually kind of in a daze, euphorically, every day, you know, I'm not really sure exactly where they're at, the middle, the end, or the beginning. It's not for us to pretty much decide. That's what self-mastery is all about. So, yeah, I was telling you about a story pretty much where a girl who ended up getting me fired from a job. I ended up saving her marriage and speaking at her wedding and getting all fucked up, and it was kind of fun. So actually the victory of it was is that to go to find out that the person that despised you the most, you ended up helping them, and that's where you become the savior, you know. Life is funny in this big world. Actually, it can be very vast, very unique, very small though too at the same time. You know, you pretty much end up in a circle of people that you're supposed to be in. You know, a lot of us are here to shed karma. A lot of us are here to help others. At the same time, you know, a lot of people are still waking up. A lot of people are still asleep. So, the whole part of being asleep, you know, and actually I'm doing my podcast outside, so, you know, whatever background noise you hear is pretty much whatever background noise you hear. But back to the whole thing, Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch. The reason why I'm doing this is because, you know, I want people to understand exactly what true magic really is, and at the same sense, I've come across a shock and wow some people, and some people just don't get it, you know. But depending on where you're at in your level, you know, and exactly how I appeal, you know, to certain people, I'm open. You know, this has been one big giant journey. I'm just trying to record as much of it as possible because, you know, you listen to my little stories, you know, like, oh, was this little, you know, kid basically doing the Polish family in the 70s, and, you know, he wants to tell me about witchcraft and all this other stuff, and make a long story short, it's just like, you know, a lot of people watch movies on it, based on it. At the same sense, they wanted to understand the unknown, you know, the cults. Actually, which is that which is hidden. You know, I was listening to a rap song. Actually, I do listen to rap every once in a while. You know, some of these hood niggas, if I could say. And they turn around and he says, what are you going to try to teach in the cults, nigga? Actually, I thought that was interesting, though, because the cult means that in which is hidden, you know. And I see these videos and stuff like that on YouTube where people are trying to practice the occult and, you know, things like that. And, you know, they make it seem like it's really bad, but actually the occult means that which is hidden, you know. Just like I say in the sutras, basically knowledge of all modes. One of the middle passage, kind of just a whole rebellion towards my whole Christianity background. And make a long story short, man, I just pretty much just everything dark, I ran to it because, you know what, life was so bad that I had to find something in order to counteract exactly what I was dealing with, you know. And some people can understand that, some people may be able to wrap their minds pretty much around that concept alone. But I tell you straight out, it's just like, you know, it's nothing harder than pretty much being a witch, you know. And at the same time, too, is that when a lot of people in other faiths get shook or shooken or, you know, misunderstood or mistaken, they go to mediums. And mediums are there. Yeah, it's a profitable business, but at the same time, not too. I had the opportunity to work with a psychic guy, and actually kind of refused. I'm more about the people, you know, and money is just pretty much one of those things, like, where it's the end result. You know, it's not the main goal, it's not the main focus, and of course, the form being the boost, and we take donations and things like that, but, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all about usually maturing those beings, helping those beings, helping them to free themselves, you know, and I'm a Leo Taurus, so, you know, I like to pretty much go ahead and get things justified and make sure that everybody's taken care of. You know, we don't leave nobody behind. You know, like, you go to Inverse Villains, V-I-L-L-A-I-N-Z, Inverse spelled N-V-E-R-S-E, .blogspot.com. I highly, you know, recommend you go there, check it out, you know, support us, things like that. You see what all about, see our music. Actually, I've been doing this for a long period of time. And I talk a lot, actually, but I'm very quiet if you don't know me. So people who do know me, things like that, I like to, you know, share experiences, hear other people's experiences, you know, and the psychology part of it is huge, amazing, you know, really huge, really amazing. And so we don't rule anything out, you know. We like to hear experiences, we like to hear feedback. Not getting too much of it, though, in all honesty. A lot of people are distracted, sports, video games, you know, that type of nature. But, you know, just to let you know, that it's just like, you know, we talked about speed dial. We talked about certain people, you know, that were pointing me in a direction where I needed to go. There was this one guy, actually, that I'd like to go ahead and tell you this story. Is that on Halloween night, you know, before me and my ex, actually my first kid's mom, actually went ahead and broke up. The interesting part of it was, as I ran into this guy working on a security job, and he was all tattooed, kind of like a biker, you know. And it was on Halloween night, and I was supposed to be watching the entrance, you know, making sure that trick-or-treaters and stuff like that actually didn't make it over there. Well, the funny part is we never saw a trick. Maybe we never really seen too many trick-or-treaters that night. And what happened is I was sitting there, and I ran into this guy, and he comes up and he's working a gig with me, and, you know, making some money. So why not? You know, I'm all geared out, got my pistol, I got my gear, you know, I'm all security out, whatever. And, you know, he introduces himself, and we end up talking, you know, and we went from music, and went to that, to religion, and everything else like that, and go to find out that this guy pretty much went ahead and dabbled as far as you could possibly dabble. I mean, he took all the way down the rabbit hole, and even before he got to the core, he ended up breaking it. It's kind of funny. I'd say breaking this is just, you get to a point where you just, it's just so heavy. You learn so many secrets that, you know, nothing shocks you anymore. You understand the core. You understand the reason you're being. You know, why you do what you do when you do it. And actually, he dabbled in witchcraft. He dabbled in, you know, Satanism. He dabbled in all the arts. And he was able to do things that I couldn't even, you know, wrap my mind around, you know. And he started off as a Christian, you know, too. And the interesting part of it was, before I deciphered the Bible and things like that, this guy, on Halloween night, you know, he was able to explain all the parts of the Bible that were missing, the number two. And, you know, he was correct, you know. And that's what made it really interesting. He was correct. So, that shows me right there, you know, there's no such thing as coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. And you know, at the same time, I think everybody else should wrap their mind around that. If something drops into your lap, it's just universe basically speaking to you. And that's exactly what you should do, is just take it wrong with it, you know. It's kind of like when you play slots, you play Keno, you know, you get a bone here, you get a bone there, run with it. You know, if you make some money, then turn around and leave. You know, don't get wrapped into horsing and fooling. You hear me say that a lot, though, too. This is also a story, you know, but at the same time, you're going to understand some secrets and knowledge. You know, you take it, leave it alone, jot it down, whatever you want to do. I'm just going to put my story out there. And I just think that to share it with all of you would be interesting for those who actually listen. It would be a lot of fun, you know. And I'll tell you what, in all honesty, I wish it was just that easy that somebody would, you know, put their adventure, because everybody's adventure is different. And at the same time, it's like I think that a lot of us, you know, have great stories. Most coolest people I think I've met have been on the buses. There have been people, you know, who don't pretty much conform to, you know, society, and they stick out, you know. And it's not because we have a problem with society, it's just society has a problem with a lot of people, you know. It creates issues and division, and you know, a lot of us aren't happy, but we still almost like a cut on. You can go grocery shopping and, you know, get exactly what you want, that we're cool, you know. It's like a people farm. I keep saying that over throughout the episode, so you'll be hearing that. People farm coincidences, which were, you know, I'm giving you the real deal stuff though here too. I want to make sure that, you know, whatever you get into, it's not in order to go ahead and smash whatever religion you're into. But, when it comes down to me being a Buddhist, actually I went from discipleshipping to Pratyeka Buddhism to, you know, full enlightenment, which is a never-ending story, you know, which is one of my favorite movies, a never-ending story as well. Actually, if you sit there and see that they say that nothing was coming, you know, they put a lot of this stuff in movies, and being a code breaker and understanding how to be a code breaker and running into my dad and things like that, you learn a few things. And, you know, that's exactly what I'm going to share with you. As long as you stick with this podcast, you know, you'll know exactly, you know, how we do it, you know, why we do it, and also incorporate these into your studies. And, you know, we're always supposed to be learning something. They said, you know, if you're not learning something new every day, then you're pretty much not living. And that's what this whole thing is all about. Yeah, money is, you know, the root of all evil, but in the same sense, so too, it's something that we all need, you know. And I just say that a lot of people are hurting nowadays, you know, because of lack of knowledge. And the more convenient things get for people, the more difficult our lives become, you know, because the old ways are pretty much being tossed out. And it's all about adaptability and being able to change, you know. As long as you can change and you can adapt, and therefore they say that the ones that are strongest to survive are the ones that are able to adapt. So this is a podcast, this is a story, this is also inside esoteric knowledge, esoteric versus exoteric, which the more that you pay attention to this and listen to what I say and research what I say, then you will get those secrets, and you'll get to read those in-betweens, you know, as far as what we're trying to accomplish. So, I love talking to you guys. Actually, I appreciate everybody who actually listens to me, you know, because I'm very new at podcasting, and like I said, in the same sense, too, I never really thought I'd have to expose myself. But, you know, I think it's just that time, you know. So if you're out of your comfort zone, now you know you're doing something real. If you're staying comfortable, then, you know, you're not learning something new every day. then, you know, you might as well just be not here. You just might as well be shallow. You might as well just be anonymous. You just might as well just be, you know, pretty much dead. So, you know what? Keep striving. Keep moving forward. And until my next episode, this is Dylan Van Michael's Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch. I'll talk to you guys soon. See you in the next podcast. Dylan out. And I'm back. Okay, actually, thank you guys for coming in and tuning in. Actually, I've been learning a lot about how I speak, you know, my speech. Basically projecting my voice. I want you guys to hear me. I want you guys to be able to, you know, not hear mumbles and things like that. So I'm gonna do my best to basically speak up because I'm a very quiet person. But at the same time, I think I can get a really good projection going. So let's get back into it. Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch by Dylan Van Michaels. Okay. Alright, so we talked about the adversary. Adversaries pretty much always love your enemy, you know. Worlds is a small place. And, you know, it feels big at times, it's very small. As I said in my last podcast, the number one person that got me fired was the person who I saved her marriage a year later. Go figure, right? Well, like I said, my world has been pretty crazy. Like I said, the reason why I'm coming out with this is because actually I was a full on Catholic Christian. And don't get me wrong, it has nothing with the Bible. It's just how it's taught is usually what the problem is. The information, you know, that you're getting is not all complete, you know. When the five priests actually went ahead and broke that thing down, you know. Actually, they took out, marked it in ones and twos. So this is one on one of my other podcasts. So what they did was ones were read to the congregation, twos were kept back for priest knowledge only. Okay, so you are reading a book that's basically not complete. That's the reason why nobody can interpret it. When you put the twos back in there where they should be, it's mind-blowing. It reads as a whole different book. Okay. I highly recommend checking that out, you know, and trying it for yourself. It took me over a year and a half to put all that stuff back together to find out what the real true word was saying. But you know, just like in Buddhism, you know, they got 80,000 different sutras out there, but yet there's only one that's complete. Same thing in Christianity, they got 10,000 versions of Christianity out there. So how you know if you got the right one? You know, you got to investigate, you got to look it in. And that's what pretty much what this is all about, is self-mastery. You're going to be seeing in the clothing line, though, too, when we are getting ready to release from the 100% Amazon, you're going to see a lot of the artwork that we have is actually tied in with some of the arts. Also, we have something for everybody. So don't just think that just because you're listening to, you know, my podcast, Dylan Van Michaels, Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch, that basically this is a witch line and witch only. And no, we have something for everybody. I studied multiple religions, tracked them back to the origins. And that's pretty much where I had went ahead and got my specialty, you know, for studying for the last 18 years. I've been initiated 8 times. And the last one was actually as a Buddhist. So my esoteric knowledge is pretty vast. You're always learning something. It's never going to be like you an expert in something. So you quit there. So in the last podcast, we were talking about basically your adversary. Never know exactly who you're going up against. These are people who could be real close to you, people who are connected with other people, who you may know. I mean, when I got in really basically into witchcraft, my world became very small, you know, very small. Especially being who I am, you know, you see me pretty much in public, face to face, you never would think, you know, that I was this type of individual. But I wear my pentagram basically with pride, you know. At the same sense, yeah, this is where I came, 18 years of study, you know, in Coven. I was in the Coven, 13, people. It was actually the king. We had mentored other people, helped other people. So, but before I got there, actually, it started very small. It started just with a book, you know, and you stay reading every day. And that's exactly what I did. You know, my godmother basically tried to help me to expand out and basically, you know, pretty much put myself out there as who I am and who I am. And basically just try to, you know, be 100%, you know, into what I'm doing. You know, because for me, it got really hard. I mean, growing up in a Catholic Christian family, because I was already in a place where I already felt out of place. I was very unique. From the time that I was a kid, kid you not, actually, I loved everything villain. So if you wonder why, if you're thinking that this is just a gimmick or something that came up, no, this is like, inverse villains is basically like something I eat, sleep, and breathe every day. All the stuff, the blogs that you go to, I built. You know, I set up automation. You know, all the stuff that you guys are going to be purchasing, all set up by, you know, Van Michael. I had to put my 100% hands on all of this. So when I was growing up, I used to love all the bad guys in the story. You know, it's like, because I think it was for me, it was actually growing up, you know, and in the Polish family in the 70s, you know, they gave a lot of love, but in the same sense, there were times when I did feel out of place, especially as I got older. You know, like I say, at the age of 13, you actually get to, you know, go ahead and, you know, pretty much make your own spiritual decisions. Well, when things just kept going for me, and it just seems like I just had a snowball of hardship. I prayed constantly. I prayed every day. Used to go to church, you know, several times a week, you know, especially when I was growing up as a kid. Always reading the Bible, always had questions. Nobody could answer my questions, you know, or they feel like I would ask questions that pretty much went ahead and started violating, you know, certain rules of the Bible. And it's just like, the only thing I kept hearing is what I could not do, you know. And so I'm like, well, I found some contradictions, you know, so things that contradicted itself, you know. And I think I said that first on the first podcast. It's like, you know, there was originally 613 laws, you know, in the Bible. And they said, well, you know what, ain't nobody gonna follow 613 laws, so we're just gonna condense them down to the 10 commandments. That's what they did. So, you know, it made it easier to follow, you know. And then, you know, I've been to some churches that were, you know, they damn near lock you in, you know, when you get there and shit. You know, I went there, I thought it was a club. Music started, it was so dang loud. I was hoping I had some earplugs, or somebody had some earplugs, you know. They were jamming, but at the same time, they had bouncers at the door. I'll never forget it when I was out there in LA. And I went to try to use the bathroom, man. And there was this big old 6 foot black dude. It's like, no, I think he was like 6'4", 6'5", bald, you know, goatee. You know, where you going, man? I was like, really? And so, couldn't believe it. He's like, oh yeah, man, yes, you got to wait for the sermon to finish. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. They literally locked this in and sang for 4.5 hours. And then the sermon was only 20 minutes, and then everybody left. That was the first and the last time I ever went to that church, okay? Then I had a few of them, which used to really, really trip me out though too. Because, you know, I start picking up on little things, you know. It's all about the money, it's all about the money. I said, you know, so people are coming here, you know, for spiritual help, you know. And it just seems that basically, you know, all they want to do is just, it's all about the money. You know, it's all about money. It's like, you know, for one, what God is actually needs money. You know, they say, well, you're supposed to, you know, give 10%. If you know what the real deal is about that 10% is you're supposed to give 10% of your time, not tithing. Okay, by tithing, actually what you're doing is pretty much absorbing the word. You know, that's your 10%, that's your tithe. Okay, so I just want people to understand things for what they really truly are. You you know. And when you look these things up, you start decoding it, you know, people always going to challenge you, you know. So especially, you know, with my mentor, I'll be talking more about her though too. She talked about her in one of the other podcasts, but yeah, she turned around and she trained me. She says, you know what, she goes, when you go up against some of these Christians, you're going to have to understand, you're going to probably have to understand the Bible much better than they do, you know. So this way, when they try to throw it at you, you have something to hit back with, you know. Now, I want you to understand something, though, too. So when you listen to these podcasts or things like that, I don't have a problem with Christians. In fact, you know, I just, you know, I have a problem with the way things are being taught. You know, I'm a truth seeker. I'm a person who loves the truth. At the same sense, being a Buddhist, it's like we're all about the truth. You know, I just want to come out and tell you guys my story on my podcast. You know, and it actually really makes for some tricky stuff. We're going to hear all kinds of things. So, you know, it's just one of those deals that, you know, just stay open when you listen to this podcast. And you'll pick up some trippy things. Back to the church thing. I used to have, I'll never forget it. There was this one church, man. I used to think it was nothing but a fashion show. I'd say these people were more worried than talking about what the other people were wearing, more so than pretty much what they learned. Now see, the other thing I pretty much understood is that if you know, if you're bearing witness, you know, then you pretty much ain't learning anything, you know. If you just bear witness to what everybody else is saying, you know. So at the same time, if you're hearing knowledge and basically something that you basically can't wrap your mind around, you know, and it seems alien to you, you know, then that's the stuff that you need to research, you know. That's the stuff that actually needs to be, you know, recognized, you know, because actually when you start off, it's funny because you go in there and it's like, you know, you see it in the movies all the time. You see these people that go in there and it's like when they get these books, they're super advanced and you got these crazy rituals. And let me tell you something, I don't believe in sacrificing anything. I'm not one of those, I wasn't one of those practitioners that sacrificed anything in the name of magic. In fact, the more advanced stuff as you get along really teaches you that if you were one of those practitioners, you need to leave certain books alone because, you know, the deities and things like that in these books will actually punish you for it, you know. So you got to understand something too. It's just like even when they talk about the 99 attributes of Allah or God or being that, actually those are attributes. So each deity would be more like a part of them, of pretty much of the whole cosmic rhythm, you know, making up what his different attributes are, you know. Depending on where you come from, you were a genuine, obedient disciple, or you were a generator, operator, destroyer, depending on exactly which culture and actually which context you understood the word God, okay? So the interesting part is that when I was going through my transformation, it was a very not so easy thing because you always have those teachings, you know, like religion. Religion actually stands for the Latin word, which is religiosos, which actually means that in which to bind, okay? Binds the mind, okay? So think about that, all right? Actually, I think I just have a really rebellious soul, you know, in nature. I investigate something, and if I don't find it to be pretty much, beneficial or, you know, good for something, then I go out of my way to tear it down. And I mean good, it's like, it's got to stand for something, you know. It's got to stand for something. It's got to not do people wrong, do people dirty. And I would say when I first got into, my first thing was spell casting and all that stuff, it was definitely an experience. It was like a little spark, you know. I used to watch certain movies. I used to love Big Trouble in Little China was one of my ones. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I think I was really into the whole fantasy thing. And so, you know, At the same time, I feared everything. I was afraid of everything. Afraid of the dark. Afraid of this. Afraid of that. You know, afraid of dark hallways. I talked about that in one podcast. You know, just a little normal kid. You know, all for my age, but you know, I pretty much thought I was somewhat of a normal kid. So after a while, I just got tired of being afraid, and the older I got, you know, I started making, you know, by the time I hit 13, so they started having a different way of thinking, you know, because when I was growing up, it was really not like too much opportunity for us, so we had to create everything our own. So I did music, you know, always wrote all the time, you know, wasn't the best in school, so it's kind of mind-blowing what I'm doing right now, because I can tell you that my studies over the years has actually made me a very dedicated reader, and at the same time, too, there was so much I was wrapping around. I study every day. I literally study every day, and I say study is like I'm always reading something, absorbing some form of knowledge every day, something new, and it just doesn't stop. I feel like actually I kind of study more so than most college kids, in all honesty, and I'm now in my 40s, so knowledge never quits. Okay, knowledge never quits. And then it was so unique because the funny thing was, I was in something that nobody actually would even think of touching. Because, you know, I'm not sure if you were aware, but back in the 80s, you know, we're talking about this whole mind control thing and all this other stuff. Everybody's talking about Illuminati, talking about all this other stuff, right? And funny thing is, I knew about that stuff a long time before it was even exposed, you know. In fact, my brother-in-law comes up and tells me, man, he goes, you was right. He goes, turns around, he goes, check this out, he goes, I'm seeing this stuff on commercials. So he goes, all this stuff you were talking about 3-4 years back is now happening. I was like, see, I told you. One thing with inverse, though, we stay ahead of the curve. So if you guys stick with us, you know, once you go to our blog and things like that, so you go to inverse, N-V-E-R-S-E, okay, villains, V-I-L-L-A-I-N-Z as in zebra, .blogspot.com. Okay, go down there, check that out, and you will see that pretty much everything that I threw up was by me. And at the same time, you're gonna see product. We're gonna give you products, things that you can actually use, help you to, you know, advance your life. You know, at the same time, though, too, you know, we are a business, so you know, we're here to make money. But in the same sense, I want to give people what they want. Our biggest thing is we cater to plus size people, 6X. We got trike riders in this, you know. I got my people down in California, you know, who are into the motorcycles. We got Johnny Kilmore at 187. Actually, you know, we always a big supporter of him, you know. And so since Facebook actually tanked, you know, I believe it really tanked. You know, people are still using it, whatever. And I'll tell you, we lost a lot of followers actually out of that. So this is also why Inverse Villain Van Michaels had to come out of the woodwork and say, and let you guys know what time is. That's the reason why we're doing this podcast daily. And I just want you guys to stay with us and stay ahead of the curve, okay? It's gonna get real tight. But if you stick with us, we're gonna get you through it. I'm gonna give you a lot of tips. I have an ebook that I'm pretty much looking to drop here soon. Actually, I'm an author on Amazon, Kindle Fire. So you'll be seeing that. I'm also a copywriter, pretty much in progress. So I'm a busy guy between our websites, our blogs. You know, you got a YouTube channel. That is going to be something that's very interesting. Pretty much the magic that I do now is like I like cards. I do magic cards. I love playing with my cards. You know, I'm always on it. Always advancing, always learning, you know, working on my cardistry, that type of deal. I just like doing magic, okay? But cool thing of it was, so back to the story, right? I had this one part, and I had a girlfriend of mine that was my son's, my older son, his mom. And actually, when I had my first son, actually it was very little, and that's when it just started all this for me. Pretty much I lived in a family that like to disown you, you know, when they don't see or agree with what you're doing. You just get abandoned. This happened to me a couple times. I got abandoned one time for 5 years. And as you can tell, it was pretty much over what I believed in my religion. You know, once I got a mentor, and I'll talk more about that too, I pretty much just got kicked to the wind. So, no birthdays, no holidays, no nothing. Wasn't a part of the family. So, you know, even then, they all think I was just crazy, psychotic, you know, just like my dad, you know, all that mess. So I didn't even know who he was at the time. But yeah, so I remember when I got my book from my godmother, I just started, you know, chapter one, just started reading. It took me forever to read a page. It took me forever to read a chapter, you know, and just the more I kept absorbing every day, doing my rituals, doing my exercises, you know, advancing, growing that strength. It's like a muscle, you know. The more you use it, the stronger it gets, the more you're able to do. I started understanding fundamentals, putting it all together, astrology, you know, you name it, astrology, tarot cards, all this other stuff. But that stuff came with time, you know, meditating, open up the mind, you know. And then every time I did something, it was just like I was still shackled from the whole thing with Christianity, you know. And it was just, oh, this is wrong, this is the devil's work, and yada yada yada, yada yada yada. And it's like, you know, I always just kind of felt like I was that person who was missing out on something, like there was a much bigger picture, you know. And I had to figure out what those puzzle pieces were. My curiosity has basically just taken me through the week. I say my curiosity, they say curiosity kills the cat, and a lot of you are thinking that right now. But let me tell you something, if it wasn't for me actually venturing out and thinking outside the box, I would not be the individual that I am right now. I never follow what other people are doing. I walk my own path. Literally, this is the reason why I've done this on my own. You know, I created Inverse on my own. Our logo got 1.5 million hits in 10 months, okay? We smashed it. This is my second company. So, you know, I know it's been a while. A lot of people have been waiting for this product, but this is perfection at its best. It's gonna be well worth the wait, you know, well worth the wait. From how we're distributing, 100% Amazon now, it's amazing. I got stuff that's just gonna blow your guys' minds. So some of you have been waiting a few years. Some of you have been waiting a few months, and some of you are just getting to know exactly who we are. So I'm telling you my story, because in this case, it's one hell of a story. And actually, I'm just kind of building you up, you know, to how this whole thing is flowing. But just know this, is that I took this thing all the way up the Middle Passage. I say the Middle Passage is, if you were, you know, to look at the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, you know, you will see the Middle Passage is the way I went up, which they sit there and said is the hardest path that you'll ever take. Okay, so when we started, you heard me talk about discipleshipping. Okay, that's what started first when I grew up in Christianity. That's discipleshipping. Next, Pratyeka Buddhism, which is basically me being a witch, you know, and actually practicing for all those years, which I'll be sharing some of those stories with you though too. They get pretty hairy, and some of them are pretty freaking amazing. You'd be amazed at what you can actually do. And I'm talking real magic, none of that bullshit that you see in the movies, you know. The other thing I wanted to tell you about though too, I brought up that movie Angel Heart, because otherwise you guys know the real deal, is that that movie, did you know there was a campaign that, you know, talked about government, Illuminati, all this stuff, ran a campaign against witchcraft and voodoo and all this other stuff, you know, just to make you scared of it. You know, and one of the things is, this is not a path for everybody, you know. And you might be on that path, you might know some people who are on that path, you know, and you always end up ending badly, right? That's because most of those people, I can tell you that I dabbled in pretty much everything that was dark, you know, and found out that, you know, and I'm still here. This one guy I knew, when I told him my story, you know, kind of so much in a nutshell, he was wondering how the hell I was still alive after all the stuff that I went through. But just to let you know, it's just getting started. So I think we're pretty much fine dip. So like I said, I appreciate you guys listening on this. What I'm gonna do is on the next podcast, we're actually gonna be going into basically the story. So now you listen to the first few episodes, it's got you primed up, you know, kind of understand me, what I'm doing, you know, in verse and everything. And so now I'm just gonna take it to the next level. So until the next podcast, I will see you. This is Inverse, Villain Van Michaels, Chronicles of the Grey Witch, Villain out.